Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already in mid-November, actually Veterans Day, the November 11th, and with me this weekend is Renee Plummer. Renee, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Oh, this is my honor. Thank you, Tom, and thank you to all of our veterans out there and their families.
Absolutely. Big shout out to, before we get into today's topic, a big shout out to all my running friends who I know support, you know, many veteran initiatives that I'm involved with. Also, a big shout out to Dr. Mitch Caray, who along with Dr. Shannon Farrell at the East Seals Dental Center yesterday saw well over 50 veterans in need of oral care. It's something that I uncovered sort of surreptitiously, that veterans who had been going to the VA couldn't receive services 90% of the time because they didn't fall into the congressional rules of when they would be eligible to have oral care. Again, this is not any sort of indictment on the staff at the VA in Manchester. These are just congressional rules. But long story short, you know, unless you could prove that the oral health issue occurred during active service, and there's various other components. But I had the acting dental director confirm this for me, but 90% of the time when a veteran went to the VA, he or she could not get his or her dental care taken care of. So I kind of surreptitiously found out about that. We set up a mini network of dentists who had served our country, led by Dr. Mitch Caray. And over the past 18 months, along with Mitch, I've been coordinating a lot of dental care for veterans who candidly were in pain because of oral health. And then, of course, that also, as Renee knows, she's been hanging around a lot with me. I mean, it's not just the aesthetics of good teeth. If you don't have good oral health, you can't eat right, and then it creates other, you know, systemic issues. So we set up this network, and then Dr. Shannon Farrell stepped up to the plate. Her father was a veteran who recently passed away, and she and I were talking, and she really wanted to honor his name and his service to our country. So we set up Friday, November 10th at the East Seals Dental Center, Oral Health Center. The Oral Health Center, you know, really funded by Northeast Delta Dental. So she coordinated with me through appointments. 50 or so veterans, you know, came in, and we were able to take care of their dental needs. I also want to put a big shout out to the Manchester Transit Authority, who offered free round-trip transportation to veterans in their catchment area. Because one of the things I learned, Renee, is not only do veterans have oral health needs, but they also had transportation challenges. So anyway, Renee, this is why we love New Hampshire, right?
Absolutely. And can I just ask you were talking about VADIP. Is it V-A-D-I-P?
Yes, V-A-D-I-P, which .org.
.org, okay.
And that just really stands for Veterans Affairs Dental Insurance Program. And starting, Renee, this coming Monday, so the people that are listening to it, the 11th and 12th, you can start enrolling. They had a temporary hold on it, again, government bureaucracy, until the contract got renewed. But starting in December, veterans can enroll again. And I think it's important. It's relatively inexpensive. It's definitely less expensive than our traditional dental programs, because we want to keep in mind that obviously we want to give as much discount as we can, you know, to our veterans friends. But it would take maybe if you're computer literate, maybe get your family members to help if you're not. But it probably take you 2 minutes to sign up.
Sure. Is there a phone number that they can also call, or is it that they have to go on their computer?
I think
on the internet and
You can call. Sign up. You can call 800-733-8387. That is 800-733-8387.
8387. Okay. I just wanted to write that down.
Yes, and I'll actually give you this material as well. So I know that you'll be out there like me trying to
help
with this. So obviously I'm, you know, preaching to the choir, but Before we get into veterans, and of course we've had that recent situation in New York City, and I'm still not ready to say, Renee, that this is the new norm, that every couple of weeks, you know, that we should expect a terrorist attack.
Well, it's not the new norm, but I don't think that we should be surprised by this, unfortunately. But when you look at this from a cloud, like I like to look at it, this continues to go on. Who are the people that they call? I mean, and it is our military. So please, I want people to remember that when you see somebody in uniform or families, it is the veterans. It is the military that are going to go out and protect us, not ask any questions. They don't ask what your political party is or what religion you believe in. They just go and they try to be proud and protect us in the United States. So you know that this is a soft place in my heart, is veterans and any kind of military. So whatever I can do to help, this is why I'm here.
That's a great segue. Let's once you open it up, let's have a short conversation on the purpose and meaning of Veterans Day. So I know we obviously, you and I are preaching to each other, but it might be good to share with the listening audience.
Well, everybody in my family is military, serving, from fathers-in-law, brothers-in-law, husband, nephews. So, this is very, very special to me, is Veterans Day, looking at the flag, living here in America. And, people, like they say to you, Tom, why do you do so much for veterans? This is the only way that I can say thank you. You know, if I can use my voice, Tom, if you could use your voice, and so many of us are on our different boards, this is how we go out and say thank you to those who have served. And not just now. I'm talking about, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years ago. Without our military, we wouldn't be the United States of America.
It's so true. Whenever I've been doing a lot of traveling lately, and I've been seeing a lot of military personnel uniformed, and it's just, go up to them and just thank them, and they seem to be really appreciative, that we recognize them.
It brings tears to your eyes. When I see somebody in uniform, it really brings tears to my eyes. I'm just so proud.
Well, you and I will be crying here momentarily.
I know. Let's stop this. Okay.
I was flying back from Chicago, and there was a young servicewoman. My God, I swear to God, she didn't look more like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And she was there. It was just, excuse me, I'm choking up.
Yeah, okay.
So let's talk, let's tee up Veterans Count before the commercial break. And I'll do my tee up and then we can get into it. But one of the things I learned through Renee and through Larry Gammon, the president and CEO of Easter Seals, is of course that the spouse goes off to war, Afghanistan, wherever, but the roof still leaks.
Yeah.
The gas bill has to be paid. The kids still fight. People still get sick. And so we need to be supportive of back at the ranch. So with that, TF, why don't you tell us about Veterans Count?
Well, so what we do at Veterans Count, and it's part of Easter Seals, it's part of the military veteran services that they have. But Veterans Count is the philanthropic arm. And what we do, and I'm saying we as the board members, is we raise money and make it easier for the families to live day to day, to make it easier for the husband or the wife who is away in harm's way. It makes it a little easier when they do get to call home and knowing that the oil tank is filled, or knowing that the transmission of the car has been fixed. And maybe, like you said, the children might have some problems, or finding their way through the hospital, going into the VA. You have a lot of people that are a little nervous about computers. They probably don't ask the right questions. So they have these incredible care coordinators at Easter Seals. I call them angels. And these people, it's not a 9-to-5 job for them. It's their life. It's 24 hours a day for them to help people. We hear from them. Some of these care coordinators have come to our board meetings, and to hear the stories and the passion and the compassion of these people, I'm just in awe. So, if you know anybody out there that needs help, This isn't us asking for money. This is us asking you to help us find those people. Don't forget, I need to have you in my computer. You need to be in the system for us to help you. And right now, you know, we reach out. And I know that there are people out there. I've spoken to them. They have the telephone number. They haven't called because they think, well, I can do this myself. Well, you can't do it yourself. Please let us help you. You know, you call 603-315-4354. That's 603-315-4354. Give us a call and please let us help you. You know, there might be something that we have like at our fingertips, but certainly that phone call and within that day, or maybe you'll have somebody will pick up the phone call, pick up that phone and be with you within a couple of hours. So give us a call, please, and let Veterans Count help you.
I know I have a big veterans following because of the work with the oral health. So again, that number is 315-4354. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this beautiful Veterans Day, November 11th. Again, a big shout out to Dr. Shannon Farrell and Dr. Mitch Caray for the Day of Free Dental Care for Veterans, which occurred on Friday, November 10th. Veterans were given free emergency dental care as well as some cleanings, and the Manchester Transit Authority kicked in because I do know that transportation has been a challenge when we've offered free dental care. The MTA, not Charlie and the MTA, Renee, but the Manchester Transit Authority stepped up to the plate, and veterans who identified themselves as a veteran were driven down to the East Seals Dental Center. And then after their dental care was accomplished, got a ride back home. So that worked out really well. But we were talking about Veterans Count. And again, for veterans who are in need, the number is 315-4354. But one of the things I've learned from you, and I also talk to other veterans, is sometimes it's difficult for a veteran to reach out because they're so used to helping others. So tell us, how do we break that paradigm?
Well, you know what? I think it's going to be other veterans that are going to have to reach out to those that sort of look at us, you know, with that, are they for real? So I think for those veterans and families that are in Veterans Count, I'm going to give you an assignment. Call the people next door to you and let them know who we are. It's you that's going to tell our story, and these other veterans are going to trust you. And I think it's a matter of trust. Can we trust this group of people? What do they want from us? Well, we don't want anything. We just want to thank you. So it really is going to be the other people that are in the program that can reach out and help us. And I also think it's good, Tom, for these veterans to do that. You know, it makes them feel they've done something besides protecting me and my family, who I always say, you don't even know who I am. And you're going to go any place in the world where you're called to protect me and to give me my freedom. But, you know, this is a way that they can go ahead and reach out to other military families, other veterans, and say, please call Veterans Count. I mean, we work very hard to help you. Let us help you. You know, open up, trust us. And I think that's the big key is trust. Do they trust what's going to happen?
So that number is 315-4354. And this can range anywhere from navigating the healthcare system to, gee, I'm short on my electric bill and I don't want to lose electricity, right? So it's really the whole continuum.
It is. And, you know, there is a cap on, so, you know, don't expect this to be there all the time because what they also do is you have a problem with your budget. One of these care coordinators will sit down or they'll have you go to class and learn how to budget your money. So let's say they get paid on the 1st and the 15th, and on the 10th, something tragic has happened to their car or something. Well, this is where Veterans Count comes in, and we write the check directly to who it is that's helping. So if, again, it's something with the car or oil or your windows are broken, we write it directly to that company. So it's just, it's very easy and it's very clean.
That's awesome. Renee, This is why we love New Hampshire. We can make things happen rolling up our sleeves. But of course, this is New Hampshire. So the next question I always get is, how is Veteran Counts funded? Obviously, there's a labor of love, like people like you and the board. So there's a lot of sweat equity. But obviously, there's expenses related to reimbursing the electric company or whatever. So how, I know you have a breakfast and other things. So how does the funding occur for Veterans
Well, Care? So we have four chapters right now. It's Manchester, the Lakes region, Nashua, and we have the Seacoast region where I am on part of the board. And what we do is we have these fundraisers. You know, I always do the big dinner. A couple of weeks ago, we had Fahim Fosley, who is now in the movie 12 Strong. Jack Heath was on stage with him Monday and a Tuesday, Monday at the Music Hall, Tuesday at Rochester, the Rochester Opera House. So besides making a little money, this is our reaching out. But it's asking people to write checks. And once they hear about how the money is spent, and don't forget, over 90 cents of every dollar goes to the cause. And that's a big thing. So when you're looking for nonprofits to write checks, be careful. Ask them what the overhead is. And be very careful, because I know I work very hard for my money. Tom, I know you do too. And we don't mind writing those checks, but it's nice to know that over 90 cents of every dollar goes to veterans.
Directly to the veterans. Yeah. And if you've been at any of these events, you know, the breakfast or one of the compelling statistics that both you and I are familiar with, really terrible statistic that veterans have a pretty significant suicide rate. So tell us about that, and what can we do about that?
I always get very nervous when I talk about the suicide. At this moment, we have 111 veterans that were considering suicide, and they made the phone call, and our care coordinators have gone to them. And so we are at 111 to zero. So this is a big push again. If you're thinking, if you have any thoughts, please, again, call us. These care coordinators, again, are angels. They will help you. And this is our real drive. You know, when we have a couple of people that have spoken for, we call them the consumer moments, it's incredible when you hear the story about someone who says to us, if it wasn't for Veterans Count, I wouldn't be alive. I would have taken my life. I would be the 22 a day statistics that they have now in the military for the people coming back and taking their lives. There is hope out there. Please, on Veterans Day, reach out. If you're one of those 111 or part of the family, again, reach out to other people and let them know. And we are so fortunate, and it has nothing to do with the board members, but it has to do with the people at Easter Seals and the care coordinators. It's there, and we're there to help you.
So again, they would call 315-435-4354.
Yes, 4354, or veteranscount.org, www.vetscount.org. Call us.
Super. In society in general, you know, there is an addiction problem, and I know that there's the Renee and Dan Plummer Endowment at the Farnham Center, which is also providing care for veterans with addiction problems. So tell us about that. And then before you do, I just want to thank you and your husband Dan for being so generous with the Farnham Center.
Well, it's an incredible program. Christine Weber is the director here, and Larry Gammon, who's the president of Easter Seals, asked that we have an endowment in our name, and said, "What is it that you would like to, what is it that you would like to give?" And for us, giving money for veterans with addiction problems. So, you know, and that's still ongoing. So, if people do want to write a check to the Renee and Dan Plummer Endowment at the Farnham Center, please do. But what it does is allows people, or allows at least Christine Weber. You know, if she has some veterans who she likes to get them on an insurance program with the VA or with Medicaid, and if there's that point where you don't have the money and they need money for either to come in for an IOP or come in for medicine, come in for anything, she reaches into the endowment. And I spoke to her this morning, and we have helped 23 veterans with you know, addiction. And we're just absolutely thrilled about this and continue to go ahead and raise money for the endowment.
And as you know, it's all related, mental health,
yes,
addiction,
yes,
you know, post-war stress. It is all related. So all I can do is thank you, Renee, for, you know, calling this to our attention, but also doing something about it. And I think you and I both have the same attitude. Yeah, there's a lot of noise coming out of Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
but we in New Hampshire in particular can be used as a role model for the rest of the country in terms of how you can roll up your sleeves, whether it's on the dental care or the various services that Veterans Count has or what you've done for the Farnham Center. Isn't it true, Renee, that the Veterans Count model, other states are benchmarking us to see how it may work in their state?
Yeah. You know, we are in the state of Maine. We're in a pocket in Vermont. We're sort of moving into Fairfield County, Connecticut. We would like to go ahead and really go into every state, but you want to make sure it's the right group of people. It's very easy to put something together and to sell it to a group. But if it's not in your heart, you're not going to do well.
Yeah, it has to be in your heart, and it has to be sustainable as well. So we have about a minute. So why don't you give out the Veterans Count number again and your final reflection on Veterans Day?
The telephone number is 603-315-4354. That's 315-4354. And I'm going to reach out, not just to the veterans, but I'm going to reach out to the HR people that are in business, that are everybody's looking for someone to work. Why are you not reaching out to veterans? I don't understand what the HR people are doing in these companies. Does everybody want to look for somebody who's 24 years old, 25 years old, and wears the, I call them, the Justin Timberlake outfits? Excuse me, what about the veterans? You know, you have a lot of them now that have sort of retired, and they're transitioning from military into everyday, coming into what we have, the business side. For the HR people out there, take another look at veterans. Go after them.
And I echo that, because we, for our Veterans Day, we celebrated the many veterans that work for us. And we have great employees in general, but they're the best of the best. And remember, they're coming from military, so they understand, for example, that 8:30 means 8:30.
That's right.
So thank you, Renee, for all you do for veterans, for New Hampshire. Your beautiful nickname of Hurricane Renee is that you make things happen. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Tom. And to all the veterans and the military families, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you.
And again, the Veterans Count number is 315-4354.